Hello. I think we're going to do some double duty again today, More Time and Daughter's Diary podcast. And yeah, so talking about being a wife, talking about being a blessing, and let's get it.
Welcome to More Time, a podcast about what we believe marriage is. Join us on all the wonderful ups and downs to discover what marriage truly is, a gift.
So I had this thought a couple weeks ago, and I take marriage very seriously. Like, I really do. I believe that marriage is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. After deciding on your relationship with Jesus Christ, marriage is the second most important decision you will ever make. And I'm so thankful that I made that decision, that Brandon and I made that decision to be married to one another, to be committed, to be in a covenant relationship with one another and with God at the center of it. And so it means so much to me to be a good wife. It means so much to me for Brandon to feel loved and honored and respected and vice versa. And so I just take marriage so seriously. It is so special and so unique to me. And so I say all that to say, I mess up like a lot. And it's so crazy that something that's so important to me is something that I feel like I mess up in a lot of the time. And I don't think even Brandon would say that, but I think it's just this standard that I've set for myself that I feel like I'm not at. And I don't want to necessarily say it's a bad thing. And I don't want to necessarily say it's this really good thing either. Like, it's a standard to be a good wife. And that's a hope that I have. That's what I want people to have coming into a marriage, a God-blessed and God-honoring marriage, a standard to be a good husband or a good wife. And so just emphasizing the importance of marriage, just thinking about this over the last couple of weeks, I want Brandon to be so happy being married to me. I want him to be joyful being married to me. And I think that really if marriage is approached, if people approach marriage with this mindset, that we would see a difference in marriage. So when all is said and done or taking place, I want Brandon to look at his life and say, if my life here on earth with this wife, Chanel, was this good, then I can't even begin to imagine how wonderful heaven will be. And that's not to say that I'm just going to be perfect and I'm the next thing. I'm the next best thing to heaven or anything like that. But I just want him to so enjoy marriage and the beauty that it is, because God created marriage and he created it to be beautiful, and he's coming back for his bride. Like, God uses marriage as an example for relationship that he wants with his church. That's how beautiful and special it is. And so I really do want Brandon to genuinely be happy and joyful in marriage to the point that he so enjoyed life here, honoring God together, honoring one another, that he can't even imagine how great heaven will be one day. That he had such a good time being married and doing the Lord's work together, that he so looks forward to heaven because of how great life was here. And we live in a flawed world and there's stuff going on. So I'm not pretending to act like, oh, like you can have it all here on earth and everything will be great and marriage will just make everything better and all of that. But I really want him to be able to enjoy his life and know that it only gets better in the end. And being a wife that creates a safe space and someone who is encouraging helps with that. At the end of the day, our joy is in the Lord. Our peace is in the Lord. And so at the end of the day, of course, it is on us to make sure we're rooted in Christ. But marriage can be a really, really, really fun, awesome thing when it's done godly. And then it can be this thing that you dread and drag and trudge through because it's so draining and taxing. And I want marriage to be what God created it to be. Covenant, protected, you know, a loving, vulnerable space, an intimate space, like a space for people to want to be in and to look forward to. And I feel like people just hear marriage is work, and it is, but it's worth it. I can't think of anything in life that you have to work at that isn't worth it. I can't think of anything in life that is worth it that you wouldn't want to work at either. And so, yes, that is a big, big goal. But I know through Christ that like that there can be that desire in my heart to make sure that I honor Brandon. And I want that. And yes, it's hard. You know, probably after this podcast is published, it's something I'm going to mess up or botch or say that I shouldn't have that could affect things just because I'm sitting here talking about honoring my husband in marriage. But that doesn't change the fact that it should happen. And that doesn't change the fact that I want that desire, and I want to keep that desire no matter what. And so I just want to encourage people I want to encourage Christians to really be people who treat people well. You know, to really treat people so well that they can't wait, that they are hopeful to be in an eternal life with people treating people well. That they're able to see Christians here on earth and that it would draw them to Jesus Christ. And that they can even look at the world around us and still see Christians who are peaceful and choosing joy and who are kind. That makes them say, man, if they can have that here right now, oh my goodness, what would eternity be like in heaven with people who are only that all the time? And so I just pray that prayer. I just hope so much for that for us. And I just really believe that we can live a life that points people to Jesus and makes people want to know them. And I really believe that we can have relationships that make people want to know who Jesus Christ is if Jesus Christ is at work in us. And that's what it's going to take. Jesus Christ being at work in us, so that we can be putting him on display to the world. And so, Lord, help us. that is my prayer for today. Lord, help us. Till next time.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to rate us on your preferred podcast platform. And to stay up to date on More Time, please follow us on Instagram @MoreTimeOfficial. That's where you can stay up to date, get all the latest news, take the polls, and where we can get information from you to learn more about you and what episodes that you want to hear. All right. Again, thank you for listening to the episode, and we'll see you next time.